Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 4, The Triple Soul Forces, pages 512 to 514. I have found the atoms from which he built the worlds. The first tremendous cosmic energy missioned shall leap to slay my enemy's kin, expunge a nation or abolish a race, death silence leave where there was laughter and joy, or the fissured invisible shall spend God's force to extend my comforts and expand my wealth, to speed my car which now the lightnings drive and turn the engines of my miracles. I will take his means of sorcery from his hands and do with them greater wonders than his best. Yet, through it all, I have kept my balanced thought. I have studied my being. I have examined the world. I have grown a master of the arts of life. I have tamed the wild beast, trained to be my friend. He guards my house, looks up waiting my will. I have taught my kind to serve and to obey. I have used the mystery of the cosmic waves to see far distance and to hear far words. I have conquered space and knitted close all earth. Soon I shall know the secrets of the mind. I play with knowledge and with ignorance and sin and virtue. My intentions, inventions are, I can transcend or sovereignly use. I shall know mystic truths, seize occult powers. I shall slay my enemies with a look or thought. I shall sense the unspoken feelings of all hearts and see and hear the hidden thoughts of men. When earth is mastered, I shall conquer heaven. The God shall be my aids or menial folk. No wish I harbor unfulfilled shall die. Omnipotence and omniscience shall be mine. And Savitri heard the voice, the warped echo heard, and tuning to her being of power, she spoke. Madonna of might, mother of works and force, thou art a portion of my soul put forth to help mankind and help the travail of time, because thou art in him man hopes and dares, because thou art men's souls can climb the heavens and walk like gods in the presence of the Supreme. But without wisdom, power is like a wind. It can breathe upon the heights and kiss the sky. It cannot build the extreme eternal things. Thou hast given men strength. Wisdom, thou couldst not give. One day I will return, a bringer of light. Then will I give to thee the mirror of God. Thou shalt see self and world as by him they are seen, reflected in the bright pool of thy soul. Thy wisdom shall be vast as thy power. Then hate shall dwell no more in human hearts, and fear and weakness shall desert men's lives. The cry of the ego shall be hushed within its lion roar that claims the world as food. All shall be might and bliss and happy force. Ascending still her spirit's upward route, she came into a high and happy space, a wide tower of vision, whence all could be seen, and all was centered in a single view, as when by distance separate scenes grew one, and a harmony is made of hues at war. The wind was still, and fragrance packed the air. There was a carol of birds and murmur of bees, and all that is common and natural and sweet, yet intimately divine to heart and soul. A nearness thrilled of the spirit to its source, and deepest things seemed obvious, close and true. Here, living center of that vision of peace, a woman sat in clear and crystal light. Heaven had unveiled its luster in her eyes. Her feet were moonbeams. Her face was a bright sun. Her smile could persuade a dead, lacerated heart to live again and feel the hands of calm.